Jerry Bader Show, 1036. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. All I want for Christmas is a Bentley. That's not asking too much now, is it? I saw an ad. I was, where was I in the waiting room? Oh, yeah, I had my cholesterol checkup yesterday. I'm rocking it, Jason. Still low on the calcium. I remember last year I was, and then you recommended the stuff, and I didn't stay on it. I still need to get my calcium up a little bit. Where'd it go? Anyway, what did I see in the magazine there? Oh yeah, Bentley, an ad for Bentley. Oh, not in my lifetime, but oh, have you seen one lately? That's got to be one of the most beautiful automobiles ever made. Just incredible. Oh, that reminds me. I've got to buy a Mega Millions ticket tonight. About $350 million. Just throwing it out there. And as we always ask, if you had your choice between world peace and tonight's jackpot, what color would your Lamborghini be? Now, or Bentley. Whatever works for you. Finishing up on Heather Cox, sideline reporter, asking Jameis Winston about a criminal investigation he was the target of, now concluded, after they lock up being in the championship game. Look, don't make these guys available. If they have been in the news and haven't commented about the item which put them in the news, they should be expected to be asked about it. A listener, though, said this: if someone was interviewing you, I think he means about your job performance. He says, if someone was interviewing you and your job performance, I think he means about my job performance, and then asked you a question about your personal life, would you answer them? A, when you're in the public eye, the personal does become public when it's out there. If he asked a question completely out of the blue that hadn't been in the news about my personal life, no. If I had been under criminal investigation and they're doing an interview about the Jerry Bader Show and they ask me about that, I better be prepared to answer it. A friend I am, if she asked those questions during the media room post game, she would have been shut down. Absolutely. Unless they are told, and I will put this caveat in there, unless those sideline reporters are told specifically you only ask about the football game, if she violated some rule that's there, one, I think it's a dumb rule, but then she is playing by it, yeah, that would be different. If that's not stipulated, then I don't think she did anything wrong. Last week, we did an interview with State Representative Jeff Mersaw. Some of you heard it, some of you didn't. Jeff Mersaw is chairman of the Assembly Environment and Forestry Committee. He will be joined by Democratic State Representative Fred Clark in hosting a forum on climate change. Media trackers broke this story because why is Mersaw seemingly getting involved in a forum that would accept that there is man-caused global warming? I had him on the air to answer that, and it was one of the most make-your-head-spin interviews I have ever done, especially with a Republican. By the way, Antarctica has set a new, you're not supposed to say new, all records are new. Antarctica sets low-temperature record of minus 135.8 degrees. Damn, that's cold. How long could bear flesh live out in that? 10 seconds? No, not that long. You would be maybe not very long. I'll tell you that. It's also colder than hell in Wisconsin right now. We're going to get in the 10 below range. These things do come and go. Anyway, I ask Mersaw, well, do you accept man-caused global warming? What's your position? He was all over the board. I couldn't pin him down. Brian Sikma of Media Trackers, who was going to join us today, but he's got no voice. He's sick. He sounds the way Jason did a few days ago. He just can't pull it off. However, I will read some of Brian's reporting because he's done a very good job on this in Media Trackers. This forum is now secret. The public is not allowed. Secretive Wisconsin Climate Change Forum features UW speakers. The Climate Change Forum being held at the state capitol tomorrow will be a secret, with members of the public and media prohibited from attending. According to State Representative Jeff Mersaw, the Republican organizing the forum, Mersaw is the chairman of the Assembly's Environment and Forestry Committee, and he will be joined by Democratic State Representative Fred Clark in hosting the event, which features numerous speakers from the University of Wisconsin. Mersaw told Media Trackers late Friday that the public would be banned from the event, as would members of the media. According to the state representative, the forum is open only to legislators and legislative staff. According to an email sent by an industry executive in late November, some participants in the forum were expecting a possible media presence and thought that some members of the public might show up. It is likely that some media will attend, wrote the executive of the Wisconsin Paper Council. Then, Brian references Jeff Mersaw's appearance on this show last Thursday. Last Thursday, Mersaw was asked by regional talk radio show host Jerry Bader to explain why he was hosting the event, contradicting himself at points in the interview, and that's being kind. Contradicting himself at points in the interview, Mersaw managed to disjointedly explain he simply wants to learn more about the impact climate change could have on Wisconsin. He also said he does not foresee legislative policy ideas emerging from the event, but some previous attempts by Wisconsin policymakers to herald climate change concerns have been accompanied by regulatory frameworks and proposals that generated intense debate. 6 of the 10 speakers scheduled for the forum are University of Wisconsin academics or professionals that are slated to speak on topics ranging from water resources to energy production and consumption. Why would a Republican who is a chairman of a relevant committee here, why would he take part in this? And why would it be closed to the public? If this isn't going to lead to some type of legislation, and Jeff Mersaw told Media Trackers, Brian Sikma, that it wouldn't, why can't people be there then? Why can't the media be there? Why can't the public be there? Why is this for legislators only? What's the purpose of this? If it's to learn more and get a better grasp of the issue, Jeff, as you sort of kind of said when you were here on the show, why then can't the public learn what you're learning? Why can't the media learn what you're learning? I'm going to restate my theory that Fred Clark has buffaloed, bamboozled Jeff Mersaw on climate change, i.e. global warming. Related to that, there's this. James Hansen runs Climate Science Awareness and Solutions Program at the Columbia University Earth Institute. He had previously been director of the NASA Goddard Institute for Space Studies. James Hansen is a big believer in man-caused global warming, and his resume or curriculum vitae gives him a lot of street cred on this. He seems to be advocating that a lawsuit be filed. Listen to this. Modern life is built upon the knowledge that the scientific community has gathered and that society, markets, governments, workers put to use. We have our ancestors to thank, but will our descendants thank us? Have we put to good use the knowledge we are gaining today to help those who will come after us? That question is now before one of the highest courts of the United States. As a scientist who has spent the past half century documenting how mankind is fundamentally altering our climate, you've spent 50 years doing that, this theory is only about 30 years old. I fear that unless the courts understand the threat and require the government to produce a plan of action, the answer of history could be damning. The lawsuit to which he refers says that our children and grandchildren have a constitutional right to be protected from global warming. And he supports this. And he goes on to say, we know without a doubt that gases are adding that we are adding to the air have caused a planetary energy imbalance and global warming, already 0.8 degrees Celsius since pre-industrial times. We know no such things. We don't know that. We do know that there hasn't been global warming in 15 years. We do know that they did not predict what they now call a pause. Oh, it's going to start again. Oh, don't you worry about that. A number of dire warnings and temperature predictions that they made have not happened. Remember, they've been predicting this stuff for almost 20 years now. For almost 20 years. So years by which they said things would happen, yeah, we've reached those years. Hasn't happened. I will tell you what's going on. As more and more people become skeptical of global warming, they become more and more dire, more and more urgent. I've shared other ones with you. Oh, we won't last 100 years. We won't last 30 years. We heard that crap 20 years ago. And none of the predictions about worse hurricane seasons and all of that, none of that has happened. Record cold in South Pole, on the South Pole. Just saying, we're not going to reach record cold here. By the way, the other day I saw a record high for that date. It would have been like December 6th or 7th. It was 60 degrees, set in 1940. Long before we allegedly had enough emissions in the air to cause man-caused global warming. This is a hoax. And apparently at least one Republican has fallen for it. Speaking of Republicans falling for things, let's talk about Obamacare in 3 minutes. And the latest. It's 10:48. Yip, 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 yahoo!
The Jerry Bader Show.